This is Kipling Primus, and I am your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we're joined in the studio by Wayne Early from the South DeKalb Improvement Association. Mr. Early, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I am glad to welcome you back because the South DeKalb Improvement Association recently launched a food co-op. Could you please tell our listeners what the food co-op is and why you all decided to launch this program?
Okay, well, I'll be happy to. The food buying co-op is primarily a demonstration project or community building project. The actual goals of the program are much bigger than the food buying co-op, but it is an ability or an opportunity for members of the community to work together and to collaborate to purchase food. We're buying food primarily from local Black farmers and from some of the warehouse stores, and we buy the food in bulk, so that we get a very discounted price, and the members of the co-op do all of the work in terms of ordering the food, organizing the cooperative, bringing it together and distributing it to the members. And it gives people the opportunity to work together, to plan, and to also develop the supply chains to local growers and farmers, so that we have a direct system for obtaining. Right now it's food, but we hope that it can be expanded into other necessities like household goods or whatever else members of the co-op decide that they want to be engaged in.
So, Mr. Early, could you share with our listeners exactly what a co-op is? I've shopped at co-ops, but I've never been a member or participated with the co-op. So what exactly is that?
Okay, well, that's a very detailed question. There are many different organizations that use the term co-op. A lot of them are not even formally structured. They're just people who get together and say, we are a co-op. But a cooperative, and there are for-profit and non-profit cooperatives. My goal is to establish for-profit cooperatives, but this one is, in particular, is non-profit. A non-profit co-op would be one like a buyer's co-op, which this is, or could be a cooperative school or something like that, where all the members get together and collectively pool their resources, and they also collectively make decisions on how the cooperative operates. Now, with a for-profit cooperative, it's normally a workers' co-op, but it could also be a supplier or distributors' co-op, where, like farmers, sometimes will form co-ops to sell their produce, or they'll form co-ops to buy fuel or fertilizer or seed and things like that, where they can pool their resources to get a much cheaper price. There are, credit unions are co-ops, where if you put your money in, if you become a member and you have the right to vote on the management of the credit union. The type of co-op that we are really working towards is a worker-owned co-op, which is basically the same as any other business, except instead of having majority ownership by outside investors, the workers own the majority of the business. They select the board of directors, and they select the management of the business, and they have direct input into the day-to-day operation of the business. They also share in the wealth of the business, the income, and they have more control over their jobs and job stability.
Why did you decide for the first foray into the co-op opportunity to be a food buying cooperative?
Well, this is a structure that I've been involved in for quite a while, off and on. I'm originally from Columbus, Ohio, and when I first got out of the military back in the 70s, a long time ago, there was a food buying co-op there, and that's where I learned about this particular structure. The main benefit of it is it does not take any upfront investment. It does not require, outside support from anyone. It allows for families, and the way we operate in the South DeKalb, and I'm also involved in one in the city of Atlanta, the title of it is Cooperative Atlanta. Families get together. Usually you need 10, 15 families, but the more families you have, the better. And they each put in $35. And of that $35, $5 goes towards the operation of the co-op, like to pay for fuel, to pay for any kind of supplies that the co-op needs. And the $30 is pooled together, and we go out and buy food in bulk, buy cases of food rather than, individual items. And also, we purchase from local farmers, so they provide bushels or cases of food. And then the co-op members get together and distribute that food, depending on how many families there are. It's distributed equally to each family. And the people come pick it up. So first of all, there's no upfront cost. There's no investment that anybody needs to make except have a vehicle and a location to distribute. It allows people to start working together. One of the main weaknesses in our communities is that we don't normally work together and cooperate. But when people see that they can get 2 to 3 times as much food as they can get at the grocery store, and this food is fresh, it's most of the time it's organic or non-genetically modified food. And so they see they get better food, they get a lot more of it, it's a lot fresher, then they see the benefits.
Mr. Early, this sounds like a wonderful platform and a wonderful opportunity. I'm going to give our listeners your email address one more time. It's Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, at Early, E-A-R-L-Y, dash economics, E-C-O-N-O-M-I-C-S, .com. Thanks so much for what you are doing in South DeKalb and in Metro Atlanta.
Thank you for this opportunity.